Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota law enforcement issued nearly 1,000 citations during the final week of September as part of a statewide seatbelt enforcement campaign. Mike Hansen is with the State Office of Traffic Safety.
The fact that we have 4.8% of Minnesotans that still haven't figured out how to take 2 seconds and put on that seatbelt, but yet that is still almost a third of our fatalities, that alone should tell you just how effective that seatbelt or that child restraint system is.
967 drivers were ticketed for not wearing their seatbelts, while 37 received citations for failing to properly secure children in their vehicles. The Minnesota Soybean Growers Association recently celebrated the 20th anniversary of the state biodiesel law. Bob Worth, who farms in southwest Minnesota, was president of the association when the blending mandate went into effect in 2005.
20 years ago, we implemented the B2 mandate, which means that all biodiesel in the state of Minnesota had to have 2% biodiesel in it.
Worth says at the time, Minnesota was the only state that required a biodiesel percentage in its diesel fuel.
It made a big difference for all of us when you have your own grown diesel fuel, which you're using on the farm.
Minnesota produces about 74 million gallons of biodiesel. The Crosby Fire along the North Shore is now 85% contained and holding at 300 acres. Minnesota DNR crews, with help from Conservation Corps teams, are mopping up hotspots and securing containment lines within George H. Crosby Manitou State Park. Officials remind the public not to fly drones near the fire as it halts all firefighting aircraft operations. And for the first time since 2009, Greater Minnesota Gas will be increasing its natural gas rates. Minnesota Public Utilities Commissioner John Tuma says there's a good chance Greater Minnesota Gas customers have already been paying the 7% increase.
Most people have already seen that increase because they were allowed under state law an interim increase back in January. So most people have already seen their rate increase. And so most of the Greater Minnesota Gas customers will not see any significant change to their bill.
For those who haven't been paying the updated rate, the new rates take effect January 1st. In other headlines, for the third consecutive year, enrollment across Minnesota State colleges and universities is on the rise, driven by efforts to keep higher education affordable and aligned with workforce demands. Chancellor Scott Olson.
Our colleges are up about 5.2% across the system, and our universities are up 2.3% across the system. So overall, we're up over 4% for the system as a whole, and that's terrific.
Fall 2025 marks the second year of the North Star Promise, a scholarship program that provides free college tuition for Minnesota students with a family-adjusted gross income below $80,000. A Brown County resident nearly lost over $25,000 in a tech scam, but law enforcement recovered the money thanks to a tip from a suspicious courier. Deputies say the victim was tricked by pop-up alerts claiming their computer was hacked. She was then convinced over the phone by scammers posing as bank fraud agents to withdraw cash and hand it over to a fake U.S. Marshal in New Ulm. The courier who received the package contacted deputies, leading to the recovery.